Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batchelor with Professor Josiah Osgood. The new book, How Caesar and Cato's Deadly Rivalry Destroyed the Roman Republic, Uncommon Wrath. To Caesar, not only in Gaul, but also the invasion of Britain in 55 BCE, and then he returns the following year relentlessly, because this is the ends of the universe. This is the far ends of the empire. He's establishing his reputation as a leader, as a man who delivers new lands to the Roman Senate, the Roman people. He did that in Spain, farther Spain, further Spain. He conquered the edges of the Iberian Peninsula to demonstrate his prowess. He's relentless about Britain, but at the same time, he has trouble in Gaul. He's declared that Gaul is subdued, but it's not. So, Professor, in these critical years between 55 and 50, when the consulships are always up for debate and there's bribery and sometimes they don't have consuls, Caesar was not much in Rome. He's always in Gaul. But I take it that he wasn't in charge of the narrative at this point. The Britons really were troublesome, and the Gallic tribes really were a threat to him, especially the Vercingetorix. Is that correct?
Yeah. So the Romans and the Gauls had sort of had a strange relationship going back, and Caesar showed up. And of course, nobody, right, would welcome an invader taking over their country, right? We always see this in history. So Caesar initially looked very successful. It's amazing. He claims after just 2 years, he'd pacified all of Gaul. But of course he hadn't. And what happened was, and this is part of why his commentaries are so interesting, is you can actually, even in his somewhat biased account, see that forces were organizing against him. And they started to rebel in central Gaul and in northern Gaul, especially. And when he went off to Britain, purely for glory, really, this is like the moon landing, they could organize. And he came back after two campaigns in Britain, and that's really when the rebellion began. And it found its great champion in this guy, Vercingetorix, who is a national hero for the nation of France in modern times. So he was young, charismatic, physically imposing, and really a great strategic thinker, one to rival Caesar. So he advocated things like a scorched earth policy, just cut Caesar off from his supplies, hound him with the Gallic cavalry. That's where the Gauls were strongest. So Caesar faced danger there. And at the same time, of course, in Rome, Cato will exploit that and try to say, Caesar's finished. He's not as strong as he looks. We can go after him. He's only been fighting this war to amass power for himself. So it's a very dramatic part of the story.
Meanwhile, back in Rome, there's violence in the forum. Clodius, remember Clodius, the man who thought it was a prank to dress up as a woman and violate the Bona Dea? Clodius is murdered by his rival Milo. And this leads to great upset, not rebellion so much as anarchy in the streets of Rome. And Cato at this point, if I follow correctly, Professor, acknowledges we need a strong hand here and puts Pompey in as sole consul and effectively makes Pompey like a junior dictator. Does Pompey call himself a dictator?
Yeah. So this is a key moment. And of course, Caesar would have loved to come back to Rome and exploit this opportunity, but he had to go deal with Vercingetorix. So Pompey is the man on the spot. And what happened, right, really surprising everyone, I'm sure, was the Senate came up with the idea that Pompey wouldn't be dictator, because that was the office that terrible General Sulla had held, and he had tainted it. So the idea was he would become sole consul, which of course is a contradiction in terms, because power is always supposed to be shared in the Roman Republic. And what really was surprising was Cato went along with it and actually supported it in the Senate. He couldn't bring himself to announce the plan personally, but clearly he was behind it. And so Pompey became sole consul and reestablished order in Rome and sort of proceeded to try to do a cleanup on these issues of bribery, corruption that were systemic problems. So that was a great triumph for Cato, really, but it also showed him developing. He could compromise. At least he could compromise with Pompey. But of course, Caesar would feel threatened as a result.
Important detail here is that Crassus, in an attempt to win military plaudits, went off to the east with his son, was surrounded and murdered, killed in battle. So the triumvirate is already broken. Now Cato has won over Pompey to be the rescuer of Rome in this time of anarchy. And Caesar in Gaul is without a easy sponsor in Rome. He needs to get back there to be consul, to be powerful again. But, and those are the base, that is the foundation for what will be called the Civil War next. Professor Josiah Osgood, the book is Uncommon Wrath. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.